Hello and welcome to
Ghost Me,
a horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
I feel like I've mastered that at this point.
You have. I can't help but laugh at Aerie's face the way he stares at you.
I'm sure he loves that.
You just woke him up.
We just watched Cuckoo, or as I keep calling it, Cuckoo, because the internet has broken my brain. Even that's appropriate for this movie.
Yeah.
This came out this year, 2024, directed by Tillman Singer, who doesn't have a lot. He directed a movie called Luz. Is that how you think you pronounce it? Luz?
Maybe Luz.
It's German, but it's actually looks really good. I haven't heard anybody talk about it, but we might have to check it out. But this is a neon movie, right? Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah.
I feel like neon's really making some moves right now.
Yeah.
I think I noticed that because I don't remember what we saw. We saw something recently and there were all these, I feel like it was before that.
Oh.
I don't know. But we saw something and there were all these neon trailers and this was one of them. And it was like, oh, neon, I see you. Like, what is going on here? Because this is obviously the year of the indie horror, it seems like, because there's so many good ones coming out. And this one, yeah, I think it did a good job with the trailer because it doesn't really tell you much about the story, like, at all, which is good for something like this. But it does do a good job. It sold the vibes, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what did you know about this going into it?
Not a lot, really.
Yeah, me neither. I feel like that trailer was the first time I'd heard about it, but I've seen people talk about it since then. And so we were able to go in pretty blind, and we're not going to talk spoilers up front. I don't know how much I can say about the story without spoiling it, because there is something I really want to talk about when we get to spoilers, because I feel like this is in a subgenre that I'm a big fan of. But I think if I say that now, it kind of gives it away. I mean, the basic setup is you have this family that go. It's in Germany. But it's this family that goes to this resort. I think the dad is helping them with the architecture, with like building elements of this resort. But they set up this whole story about how it seems like he lost his wife. There's an older daughter who's 17 who lost her mom, you know. And he remarried, has a new daughter, and there's like conflict in the family. The daughter's like definitely going through it. Mm-hmm. In this movie. And then, you know, a lot of weird shit starts happening. And yeah, that's the part where it's like, I don't know how much we can really say about the weird stuff. Because I think that's the thing this movie does super well, is it presents this mystery and this vibe that really makes you feel like you want to know what the fuck is going on. Like, it is a really good setup.
Yeah.
You know? It definitely feels like very dark and very foreboding. And I don't know, there's something about that like woods mystery of like something being out there in the woods, but you don't know what it is and just feels dangerous, that works for me and works for this movie. But yeah, it's fun because I mean, the movie, it's not like it. Well, I was getting ready to say it's not super graphic. There is like one element that is just like, ooh, like just really gross.
Yeah.
But the violence and everything, it's like, it's not really over the top, but it manages to just get under your skin. Like, I mean, even just with the themes and the overall idea, like once the concept of the story starts to come through, because I mean, we could talk about this now. Like, are you familiar with the Cuckoo Bird? Like, did you know about that before the movie?
Only like the very, like, very little basic information about that. It was more like I heard the movie explain it, and I was like, oh, yeah, that is true.
Because that was something I was wondering about, because I knew about it. I mean, it's like the idea of this bird that lays an egg and an existing.
That's definitely a spoiler. What are you doing?
But I'm talking about, like, this is what I'm saying. I feel like if you hear cuckoo, right? I feel like this is something that it's a thread that goes through the movie, that going into it, knowing nothing about it, I already knew like the deal with the cuckoo bird.
Yeah.
And I think it helps to know it because it does. To me, it added to the mystery.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, it's a bird that lays its egg in the nest of like another bird. Mm-hmm. And when the bird, I don't know if, have you seen videos of this? Because it's pretty fucking crazy.
No, I don't think I've seen videos.
Oh, so the cuckoo bird's usually like a lot bigger than the other bird. So it's just this big ass bird that looks completely different. That's like begging for food and like nudging the other birds out of the nest to their death. And the mama bird, like, for whatever reason, can't tell the difference and just feeds all the food to this one bird. And that's the whole thing. It's like, it's a very weird, like, kind of dark life cycle, you know? And I was wondering if the movie was ever going to get around to, like, explaining that, which it does.
Yeah.
But I knew that going into it. And, yeah, once you know that and you know that's what the movie's called, you can start to – I think it helps with, like, unraveling the mystery. Mm-hmm. And what's going on, because you can see how that's like planted in all the themes and everything. So I guess you had a different experience because you weren't super familiar with it.
I mean, I wasn't thinking about it, I guess yeah. Because the marketing is smart, because it makes it, I mean, there's so many different ways you can like turn it on its head, but it does make it seem like it's going like the quote unquote crazy route.
Oh yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, there is a lot going on, because it is like, it's got that actor who, he's shown up in a bunch of stuff. He was in Legion. He was also in Abigail. And yeah, he does a good job being like, he tries really hard to seem like this friendly, like, hey, man, I'm here for you guys, you know, that kind of thing. But you just know, like, he just seems like really sinister, like right away.
The vibes are off
immediately. Vibes are very off with that man. I think that helps too, because there is that angle of like, it's almost like a medical mystery. There's like there's some kind of scientific thing going on, because mm-hmm. it's presented as this resort that people stay at in the beautiful German mountains, I guess. But there is this like weird mystery of like something going on, like some kind of, oh shit. So now we're definitely getting toward spoilers. But I don't know, that's the tough thing, is like so much of this movie is driven by the mystery. But I'd say overall, like, yeah, I really liked it. I would put this definitely on the top of, you know, all the great indie horror movies coming this year. It also ticks the box of like being fucking impossible to see, because it's not playing at the local theater.
And we literally had to get up so early this morning just to be able to see
it. the show times were like 9 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. So you could see who the real horror freaks were. There were a couple other people in the theater at 9 a.m.
Yeah, they definitely look like they were going to see the movie too.
Yeah. Which I don't know what's going on with that. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know.
Like, why are they not supporting these things? Because it was overall like fantastic. I think it really does carry the mystery through the whole thing. And I think the one, if you want to call it a complaint, I don't think this is like a complaint, but I have noticed that, as I think we're all aware, media literacy has like gone completely down the fucking drain, thanks to the internet and non-existent attention spans. And going back to older movies, it is funny how much that they trust the audience more to like read between the lines and stuff. And I think movies nowadays tend to over-explain things. And I think this does, like, it's a common trope now that toward the end of movies, it's almost like it turns into a montage where it's explaining everything. I don't want to point out other recent movies. There's been some big recent ones that have done exactly that. And I think this movie, it mostly like rides the line, but it falls in that trap too. I think it's like, we can't avoid it now, because otherwise people are just going to be like, what happened? I don't get it. But overall, though, I still think it carries it through to the end. And yeah, the reveal of the mystery like holds up, because it builds it up in a way that's like, man, the payoff's going to need to be big, you know? But I think it pulls it off.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You liked it?
Yeah, I did. I liked it a lot.
Neon's doing it.
They are doing really it. I'm here right for now. Neon.
Oh, my goodness. But why don't we, let's get into spoilers, because what else are we going to say? Recommended. So, yeah, the big thing that kind of surprised me with this is, like, so there is a subgenre I think I've talked about before of, like, it's like, this sounds so corny. It's like elevated monster movie. It's like this level of like indie horror with like a really high concept monster. You know, it's like It Follows and Smile and stuff. I need to come up with a name for that. Because the funny thing is, I've seen like on the horror subreddit, people will be like, Are there other movies like It Follows and Smile? It's like, yeah, this is like totally a genre.
Yeah, it like rides the line of being like psychological but also real.
It's,
yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, and I think that was definitely something I wasn't expecting here. And I almost want to just say that up front, that that's the kind of movie it is. Because I think that there are people who, when they hear that, will be like, shit, like, I need to see this. But that winds up being tied into the mystery of the movie. So it's like, it's hard to figure out, like, how much you want to give away. I think that's always a problem, is like, there are definitely times when I'll hear something about a movie and it'll make me go, okay, I need to see that. But it's like, but you are kind of spoiling something in the process. But that's what it is. That's really what it is. It's this idea. So it's like so mysterious, because he mentioned something about it being like this ancient being. We're really getting ahead of it. But does, what was your like interpretation of that? Because it seems almost like, I can't tell if it is an actual creature that just looks like a person, or if it's like a virus or a parasite. Like, I really couldn't figure that out.
I think it's supposed to be like a parasite, but they're like breeding the parasite. I'm not really sure.
Because there is that girl in the beginning who seems like she's just a normal girl, right? The one who runs out, and then she comes back later and she's like one of those things. Because I think they mentioned that like the young daughter is the first one who's like born from this. Was that right? Like all that,
because
it's hard to unpack.
Yeah, the other girl is older, the one in the beginning that runs away.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure.
That's why, like, that is something. I mean, that's an example of something I actually like, that they keep it vague, because they could have over-explained that. I think they give you just enough, but it is like, I didn't really quite understand that. But I mean, yeah, we're getting way ahead of ourselves on that. But it's the thing that like got me right away, it's that weird sound you'd hear coming from the woods, that like bird call that apparently drives women fucking crazy, I guess.
Well, I mean, it seems to like put men under a spell, but also like hurt women.
Yeah, and it does this weird like time looping thing that was really weird.
Yeah, the camera work and the editing was really like super effective with the storytelling. Yeah.
But I mean, if we go back to the beginning, I mean, the initial setup. So what I was saying about like understanding what the cuckoo is and their life cycle, I thought it was interesting how right from the beginning, it's the fact that like, you know, you have the husband and his wife is clearly like a different nationality than his other daughter, his older daughter. So it right away like just tells you like that obviously he remarried and had a daughter with her. And you can see the like tension between the different parts of the family.
Oh, yeah.
And just the way that like, the older daughter is treated like this fucking outcast.
Oh, yeah. It's
like
really
right
sad.
From the beginning. Yeah, it's, that was bugging the shit out of me. That dad fucking sucks.
Yeah, he does.
A shitty dad.
Oh my God. It was like at every turn, he made the worst decision possible for her.
Yeah, but it's just like it's pretty clear. I don't know if they're trying to make it a mystery that her mom passed away, because she's leaving the voice messages and stuff. You know what I mean? Did you think she was dead?
Oh, yeah. I picked up on it immediately. Well, I mean, unfortunately, I listen to my dad's voicemails,
I was thinking that too. That might be like a kind of universal thing. But that, I think I kind of picked that up right away. And it's the way that it's like very clear that she's been through some trauma, and she's still, and now she's like having to move all the way out here. Cause I don't know where they're from originally. I don't think they're from Germany, because he seemed to be like trying to pick up the language in the beginning.
Yeah. I think it feeds into what you were talking about in the beginning about the cuckoo bird. I think it's supposed to be like these parents are blatantly ignoring their other child.
Oh, yeah, because, totally.
Yeah, like all the love, attention, and nurturing is going towards the youngest, which is also like a trope, I think, of being like, I've never had a sibling.
It's like a transplant family.
But like, there's that. And then there's, I don't know, there's a lot of like relationship angles in this movie. So it's like so much that you can cover.
Yeah.
But it's I like that there's so many different things happening though too, because there's a lot of like storytelling around women relationships. So like,
yeah, there's the lesbian hero that tries to rescue her.
Yeah. And like mother daughter relationships, mother stepdaughter, like stepdaughter stepmother relationships. Yeah. There's a lot happening with like the women relationships in this movie.
Yeah, it's effectively playing with that theme right from the get-go. But it is like, watching it, it's very frustrating because it's like clearly you'd understand. Like, she's not even being that bad. Like,
no,
let's be real.
She's really not.
Like, she's kind of like angsty and shit, but it's like she's 17. But yeah, she didn't seem that bad. I also thought it was funny when she gets the job at the resort and she's like super awkward. Mm-hmm. I feel like recently I've had interactions. This is definitely like, this is the kind of shit that makes me feel so old, is like going to like fast food places and stuff when there's like super young people and they seem like really nervous and don't like the dude who took my the ticket. He was like shaking when he handed me the ticket.
And it was just like scary.
I know. And in 2020 probably fucked it all up too.
Oh yeah.
Not trying to be insulting, but it's just like, I guess I forgot what that was like being that young and you're still figuring out how to interact in the world you know?
Well, I mean, without going off on a huge tangent, I mean, kids transferring into adulthood since 2020, it's completely different than it was when we were
kids.
It's
probably even worse.
Exactly. Like, if you thought, you know, customer service was bad prior to 2020, after 2020, it just became like superhumanly bad. Well, we're not going to get into that. But I can understand the frustration and anxiety of front-facing, you know, service workers right now.
Well, it's all to say, like, she just seemed like a normal 17-year-old who lost her mom.
It's
like
she's nothing, grieving.
Nothing
clearly.
Crazy. But it's cool the way that they, like, they do a good job with, like, little details to set the mood and the mystery, like with the fucking random women who just show up and are puking.
Yeah.
And especially the one when it's like late at night and she's just like in a trance, like just grabs a can of soda and is like chugging it.
Yeah.
It gives you these weird little things. It's like something is wrong. Like something feels really off. And the whole build up to that initial, like when she tries to bike home and is getting chased, that is a scene that unfortunately I think was in the trailer. When you slowly see like the shadow of someone chasing
so cool.
out. Yeah, that was like really effective. Although it just makes it even shittier when it's like she's getting really badly injured. And everyone's just like, oh, like you're so annoying. Like, what's going on with you? And it's like, she got in a fucking car accident. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
And she got like randomly attacked at night and then she gets in a car accident. She's like super fucked up. And, you know, grieving on top of all of it and just wants to go home. And then her dad sells the house. So shitty.
The part where I was really like, fuck this dad, is when she's in the hospital and dad's like, I gotta go home. And she's sitting there like, you're just going to leave me here? And he's like, I got too much to do. It's like, hey, dad, what the fuck are you doing? Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But it is like, it's really playing up the whole cuckoo angle, you know, of everyone just trying to like push her out of the nest, you know?
He even tells her directly, like, get on your bike and run away. Like, that's so messed
crazy.
Up.
It did, and it was also, like, when she leaves a note that's like, I'm leaving, don't look for me. I feel like they were just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And just, like, moved on, you know? But, yeah, let's talk about the monster, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the thing is, like, you get these glimpses, and it looks like a housewife from the 60s, like, with the bonnet or whatever you call it, like the scarf, the headscarf,
and the glasses.
Yeah, and isn't she wearing like a trench coat thing?
Yeah, 60s blonde hair and like red lipstick.
It's like,
I think,
very housewife coated, except for the little pinprick red eyes under her glasses, which is really creepy. But they do enough to sell where it almost looks like her face kind of contorts when she's like yelling, you know? And I love the close-up. Every time she does that call and there's like a close-up of her throat like moving really fast. And at first, it's like you don't know what you're looking at. Mm-hmm. And once it starts to become clear that it's like this call that she's doing that seems to like fuck up everybody who hears it. That was really weird and unsettling too. But yeah, so I guess the whole idea, like I wonder how this started. Because it seems like he's studying these things. He treats this as like, oh, it's this wildlife reserve, but he's not, what he's not telling you is it's a wildlife reserve for this like ancient horrible being. Like, it's very weird, very dark.
Yeah,
but it works really well with the whole mystery. And yeah, that's the thing, is like, at the end, I feel like, because I was waiting the whole time, like, are they going to explain to the audience what a cuckoo bird is, like what their whole thing is? And once they get to that point where he just like kind of awkwardly explains it, and then it does the montage thing where it shows like flashbacks and stuff, I feel like that is like right out of a textbook for modern movies. Like, I have a feeling that probably wasn't in the movie originally, and when they were like testing it, they were probably like, oh, I guess we need to like really explain this to people, which is too bad. It's like subtlety is kind of gone out the window. But I don't know, I think it all works. I think like the overall monster, like at the end when it's kind of pursuing her, was really creepy and effective. And what the fuck, man, when she's like pulling that slime out, like that was the part, because overall I was saying like it's not super graphic or anything, but whenever they did that, it's like, what is happening? This is like, this is a lot. Like, I don't know what the fuck that was. It was meant to be like she's impregnating these women.
Yeah, I think she's literally taking her eggs out and then,
I don't think that's how it works.
No, but I mean, neither do cuckoo women exist, so.
I guess so. Yeah, that was gross.
Yeah, it definitely has a small angle of, like, sexual assault, too. There,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's, very unsettling.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I liked it. I think it does make me wonder, because, I mean, they get away right at the end, the daughter and her. Yeah, the hero lesbian saves both of the daughters, but she's not a human. She's a cuckoo girl.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's the end goal here, you know?
Well, I don't know. It seems that she was, I think there's like this element of like empathy that like seems to like take over their ability to like actually like completely become crazy. Because, I mean, I feel like they show it a little bit in the scene with the girl who ran away when she comes into the pool.
Yeah.
And as she gets closer to her, she kind of, like, stops and she's, like, staring at her.
He uses a little flute, like, and then gets her back on track.
Well, I mean, he also, like, explicitly says that, like, he's, like, insulting her, saying, like, basically, all you lesbians are taking away all the good of women, which is, like... fucked up, but it's like that was his view on it.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that. There's probably something there.
Oh, yeah.
About that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the forced impregnation. Yeah.
Yeah, this like incel.
Oh boy.
Type of take. Sure. Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens when the cucks take over. You know. That's the dark future the conservatives are trying to avoid. fuck! I don't like that. That's a read that feels very real in the movie that I didn't even think about. But there is that part where it's like, it's a standoff between the ex-cop who's there, because that was an interesting twist that like his wife died while at the resort. So it's the ex-cop, it's the lead science dude, creep. And then the two daughters, and you can kind of see where each of them is coming from, except maybe the scientist who's just crazy. So it's like, it's tough because you're sympathetic to everyone, but you don't really feel like any of them are really doing the best thing, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because even rescuing the little girl, it's like, I can understand being empathetic, but also like, what happens if she goes out into the big world and grows up? Like, what happens next, you know?
I don't know.
But also, do you just shoot a little kid in the head?
You know? Like, obviously, I don't know.
Yeah. So it's interesting morally at the end. But I don't know. I liked it. I think the mystery's great. The reveal, I'm always down for, like, a weird, unorthodox monster movie. So I was, like, there for that.
Yeah.
But I had a good time. I mean, is there anything else you had?
No,
you wanted to talk about?
I liked it too. I think I was just a little bit disappointed in the reveal of the crazy cuckoo creature lady.
Oh, yeah.
At first, because like the buildup was so good with the shadows and running and the sound design and everything. And I think for me, like the initial, and I'm not trying to, you know, like it was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I was just like a little disappointed. Like I wish she would have been like in a little bit more shadow and I just saw like the eyes some. I don't know, because it kind of took me out of it a little.
I think it was cool the way when they really show her,
oh, yeah,
the way that like her face is like moving in weird ways.
Yeah, she has like veins and stuff. And yeah, that looks really cool. There was just something off, and I can't really explain it, so I don't even know if it's a fair criticism.
Yeah.
But it just felt like, am I seeing too much too quickly? Or
well, I think it feeds in the what you're saying about like not even knowing exactly what the deal is. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a virus, if it's a parasite, if it's an organism. That also makes it kind of hard to read, like, what am I supposed to take from this? But it's still, I don't know. It's like, I really got to figure out what this genre is. Cause I think it's like, it still is a solid one of those and it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. And the mystery really drives it. That's all I got though.
Yeah.
You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links or search for Ghost Beast Pod. And you can also follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd where we rank everything we cover. How about this? Under No One Will Save You and above Color Out of Space.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Easy peasy. That puts it at number 14 on our list. Realizing now that since we are recording these out of order.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably very confusing if you check our letterbox. Because they're also going to be shifting constantly.
Yes.
But you can reach us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. What are your favorite movies in this elevated, monster, high concept, modern genre? Bye.